Hi, this is Pastor Billy Burke. I want to take a moment and thank you for responding to my very special offer. I pray the information, whatever you received, has gone down on deep on the inside of you. It's made a deposit, and you are benefiting from that. Remember, anything that is word-based, I mean from Genesis to Revelation, word-based information is incorruptible seed. That's what 1 Peter tells us. It's incorruptible seed. It can be hindered. It can be delayed. But it can't forever be corrupted because it will not return void. It's going to manifest. So anything you've seen or heard or been a part of where His Word, God's Word, the eternal Word settled in the heavens, it is going to come forth. Be it healing, be it marriage, be it money. That's what we have to attach our faith to. If the devil can break your faith away from that, then of course it can be broken and not come to pass. But if you recognize that the breakdown is never on the Word of God's side, because why? What I just told you, it's incorruptible seed. You know, I'll tell you, ever since my encounter with the healing Jesus at an early age, I was actually 9 years old, it was under the ministry of Catherine Kuhlman. Ever since that amazing encounter, I knew something special had happened as I grew into my teenage years and by early 20s. I knew that something had happened to me that was absolutely extraordinary. Something was very special. And I knew that there would be a time down the road, I didn't know when or how, that God was going to use that amazing miracle of brain cancer that I had on a Friday morning in downtown Pittsburgh, at a Presbyterian church where Catherine Kuhlman was holding her miracle healing services. You can Google her if you don't know who she was or you've never heard of her ministry. I know her ministry was some time ago. She passed on into the heavens in about 1975. And so, you know, as some of these great pioneers, her and Oral Roberts, A.A. Allen, many of these people that blazed the trail of the supernatural. They came, they left their deposit, and they moved on. But what they left goes on forever. You know, it's perpetual. It's never ending. And, you know, just it continues to fertilize the earth, and it hits hungry hearts, and it hits broken bodies. It heals troubled minds. And I'm just here today to give you a brief background of Billy Burke, because I want you to journey with me. I want you to come along on this most amazing journey, this trip, this wonderful escort through the heavenlies and the earth and watching the manifestation of the power of God. Sometimes I just get so caught up in the excitement of it all. The words don't always come out right, but the power does. That's why the Apostle Paul said in Corinthians, I'm not one of eloquent speech, but I come in the demonstration and the power of God. I hope that today, if you're listening to me, that there's something in you that needs healed, something broken needs fixed, that if you're searching for identity, destiny, I pray there be an impartation, even from this orientation that I'm giving you, that'll excite your hunger, that'll get you so thirsty for more. You have to know there's more. Well, how do I know there's more? Because I've never seen a man walk on water yet. I've seen the dead raised. I've seen the sick healed. I've seen creative miracles from lungs and kidneys and spleens and breasts grow back. I've seen a lot, but there's much that I haven't seen. I read about it. I've heard about it. I'm on a journey to see it all, hear it all, experience it all on this side of glory. I don't want to wait till I get to heaven. I don't want to wait till I walk on the streets of gold. I'm anxious and hungry for it right now. Why would I be that anxious? Because we must try our best to alleviate human suffering. People are suffering every day with diseases and pains and illnesses, some inherited, some contracted, some they brought it on themselves, some was under demonic attack, it's just a cocktail of disaster that people live each and every day, medicated beyond their mind, knocked out of their regular flow, messed up their life. I mean, from cancer to shark attacks to the drug culture to street trafficking, It's endless, people. It's endless. And I believe that we have an awesome responsibility. And that is found in Romans 8:19. And it says that the whole earth is groaning for the manifestation of the sons and the daughters of God. The answer that's coming into our earth today is God's working and using people. Now, I had no idea, you know, way back in the 60s that I was going to be having brain cancer. Nobody wakes up always knowing what's happening to them. It was a bad day. It was a horrible day for myself, my family. And, you know, I'm in a hospital, you know, and they're operating and they can't get this cancer out. Back in the 60s, their medical procedures weren't as advanced nearly as what they are today. And so I was on the operating table for over 18 hours on the table, and they could not remove and get to all of, because it was metastatic, it had spread. I was given a death sentence, and, you know, I was nine years old, roughly in that area, and I didn't want to live to be a preacher. I didn't want to live to, you know, do what I'm doing today, so to speak. I just wanted to live to play my next baseball game or my next hang out with my friends. I had no idea about destiny. Most people don't. Because why? God doesn't trust us with everything. He orders our steps. If we were to know everything, we would speak it out and the devil would be able to ambush it and attack it. I didn't know this calling was on my life, that I would see these amazing miracles, that I would be called to raise up a place of healing here in Tampa, Florida, where the broken can come, the sick can come, and we can help nurture people through natural means and also through supernatural means. I'm excited. And I'm so glad you get a chance to hear my heart and hear what I'm saying to you today, because you are in God's crosshairs. You are on the target of heaven for God to touch you, forgive you, cleanse you, make you strong, raise you up, put you back together, and then release your message. There's no bigger payback to the devil. There's no bigger payback to your bad past. There's no bigger payback than to all of the things you started out in life without some kind of advantage. The biggest payback of all is that you get forgiven, washed, redeemed, and then you tell your story. I mean, it's just like in Acts 16, when the prison doors came off of Paul and Silas, it was so strong, every door blew in the prison. Every hinge came off. All of the captives were set free because one man connected to another man named Silas began to sing the song of God. I pray today that after you hear this short little version of my background and who you're actually reaching out to in this hour, that the doors are going to blow off of your prison, that you're going to be set free from fear, depression, medication, everything imaginable that sandbags the anointing, the progress, the calling, the destiny of your life. That morning, I was, you know, that Sunday before my miracle, it happened on a Friday morning. Just a brief background here. I was really in a lot of pain. I mean, a lot of the medication back then really wasn't working. I had lumps all over me. My eyes were crossing to my head. I mean, it was a bad day. You don't need to hear all of how bad my situation was, but you can imagine a young kid, 9 years old, and you may have a child nine. You may know somebody nine or 15 or 14. You feel alone. You feel helpless. The people that love you look into your eyes and they don't know what to do but pray. My grandmother was a radical. She was a very different person. And every afternoon, I believe it was 3:00 in the afternoon, she listened to the radio broadcast of a Catherine Kuhlman. I never knew Catherine Kuhlman then. Nobody in my family did at that time. Later, yes, but not then. And my grandmother, you know, kind of convinced my mother and father to have me released from the hospital against the doctor's wishes to take me to a service in that day, in that hour, to sit under the ministry of this vessel that was pretty amazing. I don't exalt her. I honor her. I don't worship her. I honor her. I worship God. But I honor the vessels that God uses to help people. And as I went into that meeting, dismissed from the hospital on a Friday morning, but for 1 week prior to that meeting, my grandmother was in my face every moment she could get, and she would say these famous words, "When she touches you." Now, looking back, I don't know how she knew. I'm sure she was speaking in faith. There's no way in a church, in a meeting of 2,000 people, that she knew that I was going to be called out, or unless God had told her that. She never said to me what and why she said those words. But on Monday, she said them all day, and on Tuesday, and on Wednesday. Truthfully, by the time Thursday came, I was tired of hearing it. I was in a lot of pain. I really wasn't appreciative of those words that she was saying. The whole way on the car Friday morning on the way down to the meeting, she was saying, when she touches you, when she touches you. I had no clue what my grandmother was doing at that precise moment. I would later. We got to the church. The place is packed out. No way to get in. People, more people on the outside than the inside. And we were ready to leave, and someone saw my condition and motioned to my grandmother, come over here. We want to come into the side door. They snuck me in the side door, smuggled me up into the balcony, and there I watched something I'd never seen before that time. I saw people getting healed. I saw people being miraculously set free. I was captured by what I saw, but then I could feel something in the atmosphere. Oh, was that atmosphere? It was different than my church. It was different than my vacation Bible school. It was different than my home. Something was happening, and I couldn't figure out, where is that coming from? It's kind of like you have a noise in your car, but you don't know where it's coming from. Cold air is coming into your house, but where's it coming from? You know, there's a leak in your air conditioner, and where is it located? I just couldn't locate, what am I feeling? And before I could even figure that out, she called for me, pointed up into the balcony, and said, you get down here. I resisted for a moment. I really was afraid. I really was afraid of the anointing. Can you imagine afraid of the anointing? Maybe you're one of those, I don't know, but I was. I was afraid, and I didn't know this woman. I'd never seen anybody pray for people like this woman. And a long story short, she sent two of her main ushers into the balcony to remove me, to get me downstairs. When they came up, my grandmother said to the ushers, take them. And I looked at my grandmother saying, well, thanks, you're selling me out. I don't want to go down there. And my grandmother said, go, you need to go. And they helped me down to stand in front of Miss Catherine Coleman. Long story short, when she touched me, I could hear my grandmother's voice. As her long hand was coming to my head, I could hear my grandmother's voice. Now today, many years later, and I now know what happened. My grandmother prepared me for a miracle. We know how to prepare for Thanksgiving and Christmas and weddings and funerals and fishing trips and golf outings and journeys. And we know how to prepare for just about everything, but we don't know that much. We even prepare for church. But to prepare for a miracle, to prepare for a breakthrough from heaven, is a whole nother level of understanding that I did not have. I didn't know how to prepare myself. But my grandmother obviously did. Did she know what she was doing? I really don't know. But what she did was she echoed, had that echo going through me, when she touches you, when she touches you. She planted that seed of expectation. And by the time Miss Coleman's hand was headed towards my head, yes, I saw Miss Coleman's hand, but I could hear my grandmother's voice. And when that hand hit my head, the power of God hit me, ladies and gentlemen, I did not give her a courtesy fall. I didn't fall to fall. I fell because I could not stand. Four rows of people in that church fell with me. The power was that strong. I was pinned to a marble floor, couldn't move, and I thought I died, and I thought, came here for help, and I'm dead. And I was still afraid because I couldn't move my arms, my legs. I felt I was paralyzed. I was numbed. I was pinned to a marble floor in a church in Pittsburgh. Strange church, strange city, strange woman, strange experience. I was clueless as to what was happening. I was being introduced to the glory of God. I was being introduced to the healing Jesus. There's a lot of people that know a saving Jesus, but they don't know a healing Jesus. They know a vacation Bible school Jesus. They know a Jesus that had brown hair and he was a suffering servant. They know the baby. They know the Christmas story. But oh my God, do they know a healing Jesus? I found out the healing Jesus that day. I laid there for a couple of minutes. She had me, pulled me back up, touched me again. I fell again, and more people fell. And I laid there, and I thought, my God, what's happening to me? I could feel this radiating presence go from my feet to my head, from my feet to my head, from my head to my feet, back and forth. And I thought, what is going on here? When I got up, I was able to take the patch off of my eye, and there was no more double vision. There was no more paralysis. There was no more pain. And a few days later, we found out from the hospital, no more cancer. The story's longer than that, and you can get that on one of our DVDs or our CDs. I shared this at the Pensacola Revival there on a Sunday night, I believe, and we have the full story. I'm just giving you some form of introduction as to who I am, what we do, and why we do it. I walked out of there that day, and I knew, and I mean, after that week, 2 weeks after the reports came back clean, I knew that I was, you know, I don't want to say trapped, but I was destined, and I really didn't want to go this way. But a lot of circumstances took place, and long story short, here we are, 2018, 19, 20, here we are in this moment of time in history where God now is using this ministry all over the world to touch people, to see miracles, to see healing, inner healing, physical healing, deliverance, restoration, prophetic release. I mean, the menu of miracles is broad and wide. It's amazing. It's exciting. I've spent years in the Caribbean, all through the Hawaiian Islands. Today, our broadcast still goes through all of the Hawaiian Islands into Asia. I've been on here in the United States of America, you know, state to state, city to city. Our great office in Toronto, touching Toronto on a regular basis. And, you know, and it's really very simple. It's just teaching his scriptures, releasing revelation, building up the faith of broken people, giving hope where there's hopelessness, giving faith where there's little, and giving people a platform to stand on just to get so they too can touch the hem. That's exactly what we're doing. We're doing it here, there, and everywhere that we can. As I said, in meetings, through the social media, through television, and we're building a place here in Florida for you to come. That's right. We're building a place because what I learned and what I have learned is that a lot of people get a healing touch, but they never get healed. And the answer lies somewhere that a lot of people, when they walk out of a meeting per se, they don't go back into a fantastic, great supporting group. A lot of people don't have a church, or they don't go back to a church that teaches healing. I mean, they don't have a family that believes in what happened. The dynamics of this is far and wide, deep and wide. And so I realized if I'm going to create and see not just meetings in churches and crusades and camp meetings, but bringing people from 20% to 80% to 100%, then we need a place that can nurture the people in the Word of God, in the things of the Spirit, in natural laws. I mean, if we could just create a blend, if we could just create this supernatural synergy of information, somehow package it, we could help a lot of people. Oh my, the people that come to our meetings, they can't walk, they're in wheelchairs, they have ALS, late-stage cancers, born blind. I mean, it's endless. They come in beds, more and more people are coming, you know, in apparatuses. We just had one meeting, they flew in from Iran, from Persia, from Mongolia, just to be in the meeting. I need help. I need your prayers. I need you to stand with me in faith. I need you to say, I'm going to partner with that ministry. I need you to learn more about what we're doing. I need you to catch what I've caught. I need you to say, there's more than what I'm seeing. There's more than what I'm hearing. I want you to consider. I would never want you to make a jump. I'm not in this to push your emotions. I'm in this to say, consider what you're hearing, what I'm telling you. Search it out. Research it out. See if what I'm saying is so. Be a Berean Christian. The Berean Christian in the book of Acts, they just didn't take the apostles at their word. They would hear it, and then they would go search the scriptures to see if what the apostles were saying. Imagining questioning Paul, the apostle Paul. Imagining questioning John. Imagine questioning some of these people. These early disciples did that because they did not want to lose time or energy going down a dead-end street. And I don't want that for you. What I'm saying to you is real. You know, if you get on YouTube and you search out, it'll show you many of the broadcasts, many of the crusades that were in, many of the miracles where people say it for themselves. I'm a little uncomfortable telling people this and telling people that because it just sounds like, You know, I'm bragging. Yeah, I'm bragging, but I'm bragging about the things of God. David said, I'll boast all day long about the things of God. All I'm saying is I've never been more excited, never been more fired up, never seen the earth ripe and ready for a move of God from sea to sea and around the world than it is right now. I mean, from Israel. Oh, my God, the revival that's breaking out in Israel, in Brazil, in Argentina. You know, things are happening all over the earth that the mainline news will never, ever bring you. That's why I thank God for CBN, Pat Robertson, Christian News from a Christian Perspective. I thank God for that man and all that he represents in the area of getting the broadcast of what's really happening in the earth. People are being fed. People are being medically treated. People are coming to Christ. I mean, there's every branch of society, every kindred and tribe, they're having overwhelming statistics of coming to Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. We're just want to be one of those. We want to be one of those streams, one of those outlets that say, look, he healed me many years ago. I'm being used in miracle meetings right now, and I just want to see you get well. I'm not here to ask you to puff up my name. I don't need a name. I already have a name. And the name that I carry everywhere that I go is Jesus the Christ, Jesus the Anointed One. I'm telling you, we're on a mission of miracles. We're on a mission of miracles, not just to the people that feel like they deserve it. God never heals you because you're good. God always heals you because he's good. Oh my, it's the goodness of God that causes any one of us to want to surrender to God on a high level. But you got to be full-time. You can't be a part-time believer fighting a full-time devil. You got to sign up for this full-time, or else you'll never ever really know what could have happened, what could be, who you could have been, what you could have accomplished, what could have taken place in the people that are all around you, the ripple effect from one man, the ripple effect from one woman. The Bible's a book about one that pays the price for all. Romans 5 talks about it. Or the Bible's also, that book says, because of one person's obedience, many will come in to the blessing. It's so important to you that as I talk to you today, hear my words, but consent and feel my heart. Oh, I'm trying to explain to you that this is the hour. This is the moment for God to touch you. But he needs you to reach out. He needs you to show some kind of a sign to him that you're interested in being changed, being transformed, being set free, being delivered. He isn't going to chase you, but he will contend for you, but he wants you to chase him. Zacchaeus climbed a tree to see him. The four men broke open a roof to get to him. The woman with the issue crawled on all fours like a dog to touch the hem. These are people that were seekers. They were radical people after a radical God to get radical results. Radical people do radical things. I'm going to say that again. Radical people, they do radical things. I mean, today there should be some radical movement taking place in you to know more about God's plan for you. Maybe there's another approach. Maybe this is your divine connection. Maybe what you're hearing on this offer, that you're hearing this teaching from, maybe this is more prophetic, more of a divine appointment than you realize. Oh, I pray it's so. I pray these words resonate. I pray these words get down on the inside of you and relight your faith fuse. Get your motor running. They get you moving in a direction that is so worthwhile. Get you moving in a direction that'll make you so forget about every mistake and every failure of your life in your past. Because the only answer to solve the bad old thing is to get a good, great new thing. And there's no better new thing, new plan, new dream, new quest, new venture than to begin to follow this person named Jesus. I mean, what an exciting journey he creates for all of us. I pray that this has been some kind of an orientation for you that's helpful to you. My website is billyburke.org. We have a prayer center that is charged with people waiting to pray for you. Make sure you call our miracle hotline. And if you get on the billyburke.org website, that hotline number is waiting there for you. That number is 888-743-2533. If you receive this and you enjoy what you've heard here, get back on, get in touch with me, come to a meeting, look on my itinerary, get into a crusade. I would never want you to go, you know, just on feeling alone, on hunch alone. I want you to see it. I want you to be in a meeting and feel it. I want God to get all over you as he has gotten all over me and countless thousands of others. One girl named Angie had no stomach. God created a stomach. One girl named Marie, 42 years old, born blind, came in with a walking stick and left with no stick and seeing. People come in with cancer and leave with no cancer and no lumps and no cysts. I mean, not one, not two, not five, but thousands. A lady came into our meeting in Fort Worth, Texas, in a wheelchair with Hashimoto diseases, over 80 of them. Could not walk. Her hands was cupped. Her feet were cupped in a wheelchair, thrashing. And the God touched this girl. Oh, my, go on our website. Go watch it. And she ran across that stage. And there were a few thousand people in that meeting. You'll see absolutely go ballistic. Why? Because they saw a miracle. Because they felt a miracle. Let me change those wordings. They saw God working. They felt God working. That's what I want for you. I'm just trying to get you to be who God wants you to be. Because really, everyone out there has something inside of them that they have yet to discover. A buried treasure they haven't found yet. You may be 30, you may be 60, you may be 95. It doesn't matter. The day that you uncover that treasure will be the greatest day of your life. I want to help you uncover that treasure. Go to billyburke.org. Phone numbers are there. Everything is there you need to get a hold of our office. And I pray Holy Ghost would be all over you. And that from this moment, there would be such a high intensity, such a more aggressive approach for you to get to where God wants you to be. I love the story in closing. Whenever Peter was in the boat along with other of the disciples, Jesus came walking on the boat on the water. And Peter wasn't sure if that was Jesus, and he said, "If that's you, bid me to come." He's the only one of the disciples that asked if he could go meet Jesus on the water. None of the other disciples had any interest. They were just happy to be in the boat. But here's what Peter said to Jesus. He said, "Bid me to come where you are. Bid me to come where you are." He didn't say, "Catch me, Lord, I'll jump. Catch me, I'm going to jump." He didn't say, "Lord, I'm going to jump in and swim to you. Catch me." No, he said, "Bid me to come." He said, "I want to walk on water just like you." My friend, there's nothing greater than for you or for me or for whoever to want to walk on the water with Jesus. In other words, to be where he is in your life, to experience everything he has for you. Oh, I just pray right now. I just pray right now that he would show you his amazing way into his promise. I'm telling you right now, that number is 888-743-2533. That's 888-743-2533. Let me hear from you soon. Until I see you in a meeting or back on the internet, God bless you. And may you be reaching for him because he is reaching for you.